everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all the dirty details.
This week, we are drinking some wine.
Yes, we are.
Some cheap wine.
A lot of cheap wine.
Because we are not classy chicks.
We're a cheap date tonight.
We're a cheap date.
And we're switching it up this week. This week is a little wine tasting episode.
Let me hear it.
All wines purchased from Target. And we're also going to be answering some questions as we taste test.
Yes, some from Instagram and some from a box.
Crystal got one of those table topics where it has like 100 questions.
Years ago. It's and a little outdated once we read the questions.
It's very outdated. I searched through, you guys, I'm not kidding, every single card because it's a mixed bag in there. So we had to pick the good ones.
Yeah.
I think that we should open our first bottle.
Okay, let's do it.
Which one should we do?
Let's just do the one you're touching.
Okay. I am touching the California Roots Cabernet.
Ooh.
It's a 2019. So it's aged well.
What's the alcohol percentage?
13.5.
We're getting drunk tonight.
It's also a twist off. Oh, so
that's when you know it's classy.
That's the stuff. Okay, I'm going to pour us our first glass if you want to read our first question.
All right. First question from the stack.
That's too much for just a taste. I forgot what we were doing. I just started pouring it in.
If you had 1 week by yourself at home, what would you do?
Oh,
1 week alone.
A whole week?
In your home, all by yourself, what would you do? You didn't have to work.
Oh my
you have
God.
No responsibilities.
You know, Crystal, I wouldn't do much. I would watch a lot of TV and rom-com movies.
Yes.
I'd read a lot of books. I'd probably take a bath at night, maybe every night. I would also just like get in the car and like go to Target, bob around, go to Home Goods, maybe grab dinner at a place that's kind of a little bit further away. But I've got nothing but time.
That's true.
Got nothing but time.
That's all you got.
You know what I would do?
You're getting really excited.
Now I'm like, got to take a week off of work. I would go out for brunch by myself.
Okay.
What would you do?
I would definitely just like take my sweet ass time at Target. I would go to Home Goods. I would just take my time, period. I would wake up when I want to. Don't have to get anybody ready for school. Oh my gosh.
I would like get a car wash.
Oh, I would do so many things, guys.
But like nothing at all. Like, should we take a week off?
I think we need to.
All right, let's have our first taste.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bing. All right, California Roots. Here we go. Huh. I don't think it's that good. It's like it's, I know I'm drinking wine. You know, like,
yeah,
not in a
but
good
it's
way.
It's very acidic. It's not very smooth. Is it smooth to you?
Let me drink some more and I'll tell you.
Like, it's a full flavored.
This is the wine I would drink in college.
Why?
Because I was even more cheap than I am now.
Oh, okay.
I feel like in college on a Friday night alone.
Whatever.
I'm serious. I would have some cheap wine and I would eat 2 squares of cookie dough.
Okay.
And I would do a puzzle and watch Sex and the City. And that was my weekend.
Yeah, we definitely would have hung out in college.
I was not like a big partier. You know what's odd though? My drink of choice in college was a whiskey Coke. I feel like that's not really on brand for me.
No, it's not.
I know.
Mm-mm. My drink of choice was a Long Island iced tea. And it just fucks you up. I wanted something strong and
that's
I wanted
great.
To feel it right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pick our next question while we get rid of the rest of this wine in our glass. Okay. What was the most ridiculous fashion trend you ever followed?
I don't even want to tell you. It's so embarrassing.
I need to know immediately.
And I won't say I followed it, but I owned a pair and I did wear them. It was the only pair I owned. JNCOs.
No, you didn't.
I had one pair. And imagine, I'm 5'1". And so when wearing those, I look like
a
very little person. So
did you love them? Did you feel cool when you wore them?
I think I just didn't even know what kind of style I was. And so I would just try different things. But I remember owning those. And it's like that one fashion mistake you've made that you're just like, you know, you're just embarrassed. But I thank God there's no photos of it.
Mm-hmm. So mine wasn't a trend. It was just a thing that I like to wear. Oh, wait, I have two. Okay, one was in middle school. I would wear a lot. Like, I feel like I wore this outfit a lot, like mm-hmm. weekly. It was a blue tank top. And in the exact same shade of blue, I had a zip up hoodie that was a cropped one.
I remember that style.
Right? Yeah. It was like just below the bra line. It was cropped, uh-huh. but fitted. And I had the exact same outfit in green. And I think I wore the blue and the green every week. Like, that was my favorite outfit.
It really elongated the torso.
Right. Because the tank tops, you also like drag down as far as you could yes, over your jeans.
It's true.
I also had one day in middle school. I remember this day because I remember girls laughed at me. And I was really pushing the envelope with this outfit.
Uh-huh.
I had this black and white knit dress, and I paired it with some black and white knit leg warmers. But they were like different shades of black and white. Like, one was like a cream. Like, it. Mm-hmm. I like made it go together when it really didn't.
Yeah.
I think about that day often.
Yeah, but that stuff was in style at the time.
I don't think that one was. I remember like I went to school feeling like really confident.
Really cool.
And then I was at my locker and girls laughed at me and I felt like.
Really?
Yeah.
What bitches.
Yeah.
If you're listening, what a bitch.
Right?
Well, I remember wearing like a zip up hoodie that was more fitted, but definitely not crop.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know. but I would pull the tank top lower, and that was like, I would wear those with jeans and Chucks all the time.
Yeah.
Was that like the early 2000s, mid 2000s?
Probably like early to mid. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was about when I wore it too. Yeah. I wore like just the older version of it. All right.
Next question. Is your wine done?
Yes. Fill her up.
I'll open up. You want the same one?
No. Let's try something new.
All right. We're going to go with The Collection. Another Cab Sav. 2017.
Ooh, that's not a screw off top.
No, I got some work to do over Oof. Here.
Okay. I'll read the question.
Okay.
Would you get plastic surgery and what kind?
You know what's funny?
Tell me.
Is that before I went to college, I had no boobs mm-hmm. at all. When I turned 18 after high school, my mom, love her,
mm-hmm.
she was like, you know, if one day you want to look into a boob job, like we totally can, which is so cool of a mom. That was like, oh my God, thanks. And then I grew them like 2 years later.
Yeah.
God, what a time.
That's really interesting though. I didn't think that would happen so much later in life.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
This is going to sound like, I don't know, a certain way, but I was very thin growing up, so it wasn't until I gained weight.
Nope, they already hate you.
I know. I lost them. But in current day, I would get under eye fillers.
Yes.
If it was like a money, no object, no risk.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I can't get this wide open.
Oh my God.
What would you get?
I would definitely, I have more of the bags under my eyes. I mean, there's nothing about me that I just hate. Like, I just...
Right.
And I genuinely feel like if there's something about you that you do not love and it just causes you grief, go get it fixed.
For sure.
If that's your thing. And people can say, you just need to love yourself. Maybe people would love themselves a little more if they had a little work done.
Hey, do your thing.
Do your thing.
There's something I want to change. Like, nothing I think about daily that I would want to change, you know? But if I was, like, in L.A.,
oh my gosh. Like,
get rid of those under eye bags. All right, let me pour your next glass. I keep pouring too much for a sip. All right, just in case you're keeping tabs,
mm-hmm.
this alcohol content is 14.5.
Which one are we drinking now?
This is The Collection.
The Collection.
That's what it's called. I bought it because I liked the label.
Okay.
Thought it was like a pretty watercolor.
And what's the alcohol
That's
content?
My criteria. 14.5.
Whoa.
It's pretty high.
You got some high ones.
I honestly didn't check.
Okay.
All right, cool. Cheers.
Cheers. Boom. I feel like it's a little smoother than the other
that
one.
That one's better.
Yeah, it's not as acidic.
That one's better. Okay, progress.
Okay, if we're ranking them, that one goes above the other one.
Okay, next question is, this one's really funny to me. Would it be worse for your partner to have an affair with someone not as good as you or better than you?
I think it would be worse if they were worse than me.
Yeah.
For sure. If like, they were way better.
I'd be like, I get it.
Yeah. You know, like if Matt was just like, Selma Hayek hit on me, I'd be like, all right.
Good well, for you.
What does she see in you that she doesn't see in me?
Yeah.
There's just something about if you think the person's worse than you, you're just like, well, how bad am I then? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
What but yeah, you? If it's like Margot Robbie and Ben's like, I couldn't turn her down, I'd be like, if she begged you for sex, I'd be like, give it to
just
her.
Just do it. It'll I a get story it. You'll tell for the rest of your life.
To your children.
Oh, okay.
All right, next question. This wine still isn't good, though.
It's not the greatest, no.
Okay.
But maybe they make up for it with the highest alcohol content, so you'll be drunk before you know it.
Okay, cool.
Would you return an item mistakenly put in your shopping cart?
No.
We've had this conversation.
No.
Because we both accidentally five-finger something.
So here's the thing. This happened to me this week.
This week?
Yeah. What happened was I placed an online Target drive-up order.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered, now I even forget what the item was, but I'd also ordered this faux flower arrangement. Before you pick up your order, you have the option on the Target app to cancel an item. So I had buyer's remorse for my $7 faux flower and I canceled it. And then when I got home, the flower was in the bag and now it's in my office. And it looks really nice.
That's more of their mistake, though.
But isn't that kind of the thing? Like, it was mistakenly put into my car.
So you're going to drive your ass back to Target to return the $7 flower to this billion-dollar corporation?
The one time that I remember accidentally shoplifting was also at Target.
You know Target's listening.
And I know. They're like, never sponsoring them. I had gotten an outdoor mat.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
An outdoor mat.
Okay, got one of those. Yeah. And I put it on like the under part of the
like
cart.
Like a front porch mat?
Yeah. And I put it on the bottom of the cart, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I checked out and forgot it was down there and didn't pay for it. And I didn't realize until I got to my car. And then I put it in my car and I went home.
I mean,
so the answer to that question is, yeah, I would do it because I have. And while I don't feel like bad about it, I clearly do remember it and think about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can clearly remember those scenarios.
But I'll be honest, when those situations happen, I just think I got lucky that day. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, ah, sweet.
Good for me. But I was never like a preteen stealing a lipstick or
no,
anything.
No, I wasn't like that either.
This was like an accidental.
Just as an adult.
Fair point. Okay. Next question is, would you go topless at a topless beach? I think if sunburn was off the table, 1,000% I would go topless.
Yeah, I would do it.
I think it'd be really fun.
Knowing that everyone else is the same and probably no one gives a shit, it's almost kind of liberating, I think.
I do worry since they have never seen the sun, it would be a high
they'd
target.
Be like, whoa!
Yeah. Burn. I mean, I feel like that's just asking for a boob sunburn.
Yeah.
But if that was not an option.
But
I still would do it for
you,
a little
I mean,
bit.
Getting that tan, though.
It sounds.
Man, they would look nice.
It would be like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
If they were like perky and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I just think it sounds fun to like let them loose.
Woo!
Can you imagine the two of us alone on a topless beach just like, woo!
I'd be like, act right, ladies. Stop shaking them.
I like that question.
Oh, that would be fun. They still have those, right?
I think so.
Like in Europe or something?
We should go.
Live podcast. We're at this beach topless. Let's get into it. Next question.
Yep.
How do you cope with stress?
Not well.
I mean, is there a great way? I take that back. There's those people that are like, they work out to alleviate stress.
Yeah. I eat a lot of Pop-Tarts and I read a lot of books. I think when I'm most stressed, I read a lot.
I've noticed that.
Like whenever that whole like the wedding stuff was happening last uh-huh. year.
You read
I read a lot. I think that's truly how I cope.
So you're not like a TV watcher.
No.
You're a reader.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm flying through books, it's funny because I feel like people, whenever they see I'm not reading a lot, they're like, oh, are you okay? You should be worried when I'm reading a lot.
That's true.
That's how you know I'm super stressed when
That's
I'm flying
very
through
true.
Books. How do you cope?
I want to say I know, but I genuinely, I don't know really the best way I cope anymore. I think I just pass out and I want to go to sleep, but I think that's depression. I don't know. Because I noticed recently that when I'm really stressed, I can't even read because my brain can't shut off
to
just focus on something else.
The anxiety is like so high.
So then I started just watching like mindless YouTube videos, like, you know, where people are having like a happy-go-lucky life or it's just silly nonsense. That's where I escape to.
I watch YouTube every night.
Yeah, I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, it helps. What's the nicest compliment you've ever gotten?
Do you remember the nicest one you've ever received?
Not the nicest, but I do have a funny story for you. So when I was in probably sixth or seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So my mom is an eighth grade teacher. So I went to the same school she taught at. So after school, I would go to her classroom and do homework, whatever, until we would go home. One time I walked into her classroom. One of her male students didn't know I was her daughter. Mm-hmm. And came up to me, and he was like a showboaty guy, like class clown, like trying to get attention, basically.
Right.
He gave me like a pickup line, which isn't really a compliment, more of a pickup line. And he said, if you were on the McDonald's menu, you'd be a McCutie.
And what did you say?
As like a sixth to seventh grader, mm-hmm. Nothing, probably.
You just froze?
I just froze.
Okay.
Because somebody in the back of the class goes, that's her daughter. And I was like mortified. So embarrassed. And all the eighth grade boys were just like, I always like wrote about it in my diary.
I will say there was one time that a random stranger complimented me. But the context doesn't sound like it would be that great. So it was when I was in college. My friend and I went to Denny's. It was like super late and we're just sitting there. And then this guy walks up to me and he goes, I just want you to know that you're very beautiful. And then he leaves. He doesn't even like, can I get your number? He just walks away and
that's
just leaves.
So
and
nice. I was like, I feel like when a stranger really compliments you, if for some reason it means more.
It does. I don't know what it is. It's different than like if your dad's like, you're really pretty, sweetie.
You're like thanks, Dad.
Whatever, Dad.
Yeah. My mom was always like, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. Like, you're the most biased person in the whole world, but I love you and appreciate it.
But I do appreciate that your mom is still honest to you. Because you said that she was like, you could do something with those eyebrows or something.
All the time. She's like, she's the absolute best. And we're such close friends, too, that she is 100% honest. She'll come visit me and she's like, you're going to wear that out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Oklahoma, not the red carpet, Mom. No, she'll be honest, but she's the best.
Yeah, I love your mom.
She's coming next weekend.
I know, I'm so excited.
We're going to hang out.
All right, wait, should we do another wine?
Oh, yeah. This one I got because I see it on the television. I think it's so funny because it looks like a very fancy label, but it's called Josh. And I always laugh. And it's for, like, the back says it's in tribute to his dad, Josh. In case you were wondering.
Oh, that's...
It's very sweet.
That's very sweet.
But I've never tried it.
I've never had that one. But I've always avoided it because I'm lame.
I just think it's funny that there's a wine out there, like a wine label called Josh.
Yeah.
So that's why I bought it. You can tell that my technique for picking wine, like, wasn't the most advanced.
Yeah, I mean...
A very simple palette.
Yeah, it's fine. And we're actually going to stop with your favorite wine, your favorite boxed wine.
Again, we're a cheap date. Mm-hmm. And we'll get there, but the boxed wine is good.
I like it because it's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I get more bang for my buck. Do you want me to just do the next question? Oh,
I just wanted you to hear that. You're welcome.
Because now it's an ASMR video.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Next question. I'll pour us our next.
Okay.
Next drink.
Would you prefer money for a housekeeper, chef, masseuse, chauffeur, or secretary?
Say it again. Housekeeper, chef, chauffeur.
Masseuse or secretary?
Chef is tempting, but I feel like a housekeeper is like a winner for me.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think number one for me would be masseuse.
Really? I mean, I get it. I don't mean to act shocked. That sounds great.
If I could get a massage every day, I would. I love a good massage.
I do love a massage too.
But if I were to pick housekeeper for sure.
Housekeeper, right?
Yeah.
I don't need a chauffeur.
Secretary. I'm not running a business. All right.
All right.
Josh.
Cheers. Cheers to Josh.
It tastes more like the first one to me.
I feel like I should have splurged on our wine choices now.
I mean,
they're not great, you guys. This one is better than the California Roots.
Just like barely.
But I think it's not as good as the collection.
Yeah, the collection was a little smoother.
Yeah. Moving on. Do you remember your first kiss?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, because I wasn't a young person. Do you want to go first?
I was 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. I know who it was with.
Yeah.
His name was Kevin. In case you were curious. Where was the kiss? Now I'm... Oh, I got it. I got it. Uh-huh. It was in a movie theater parking lot.
Aww.
We had just seen a movie and we were there with friends.
Uh-huh.
And we went down the street to get Froyo.
It's such a moment.
I'm like so 16 right now.
It's so cute.
We saw a movie and then our friends went ahead to get Froyo.
Do you remember the movie?
No.
Okay.
And I wish that could make really round out the story. I think it was like a scary movie.
Ah, of course.
We were walking. It was by my car and there were friends around, but they weren't like watching us. Mm-hmm. And he kissed me.
Aww.
And he was my first ever boyfriend. We dated for like 3 weeks.
I feel like my first kiss regretted kissing me.
What?
I genuinely think that. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think because we were just friends. I was 19 before I got my first kiss.
So were you in college?
I was in college.
Okay.
I think we had just like been drinking that night or, you know, just having fun. But I think I had a crush on him at the time.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, ooh, swoon. And so when that happened, I was like, oh my gosh. But I don't. Yeah. Nothing ever came
of it. I used to overthink everything.
Well, yeah, that's what all young teenage girls do.
I was a late bloomer for sure. Yeah. Like I had my first kiss at 16, which I feel like in high school, like you feel you're late, right?
Mine's embarrassing at 19. Like that's way too late.
Okay. If you were given money to remodel your house, what would you change first?
There's so many ideas that I have.
Yeah.
But the one that I've been pushing my husband for lately is that we have a very large backyard. I want a pool. And I know
you do?
I've always wanted a pool.
Really?
And I know everyone's like, there's so much work, it's such a hassle. But for me, I'm like, look, I'm not going on any like excursions like, you know, to Europe or anything. So, you know, in the summer, I want to just venture to my backyard and lay out in the sun and just enjoy.
That's awesome.
I just want one so bad.
Really?
So bad.
I didn't know that about you.
Ever since I was little, I envied kids like you that had a pool because I was just, so I had a friend in the neighborhood, she had a pool and I just loved going to her house. It was just so much fun.
Have you looked into it?
I keep telling Matt like all the time. I'm like, you know, I really want a pool. And so
he's like, I know,
but I know how expensive they are to get them put into your house, like an in-ground. I don't want like a hillbilly up-ground pool. No
right.
offense. I just want like a nice, I want like it paved and I want like a nice place to lay out. I want, cause we have a lot of trees. And so yeah. I was like, that would be perfect. You know,
like what's the price range?
It's up to like 20,000. I think
that's what I was thinking.
It's pretty expensive.
I love that idea but for you.
If we do it, I got to do it before the kids go to college.
Yeah, they'd be
by
so
then
mad.
I'll be poor. No. It's not even about them. It's money. Like I was like, I got to get it before I spend money on like tuition.
That's true. I think I would redo our master bath.
What's wrong with it?
I would just love like a giant shower.
Oh.
We have a very like small shower.
Like a waterfall shower.
Like a rain shower.
Rain shower, yeah.
I want like a bench just to like...
Just to sit some more,
you know. I don't sit enough, Crystal. I just would love... like a monster shower. And I would love like a vanity.
I have a vanity.
Well, quit but bragging.
No. It's definitely a makeshift vanity. So I got like a little desk.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a mirror on Wayfair and I hung it up. And then, it's perfect. I got a little bench.
I would love just like a little stool.
I love it.
But like a really big shower would be my first one I would do.
That would be
so nice. Like a double shower head.
Yeah. Which I feel like circles back to the shower sex.
Yeah. It may be less dangerous if I'm not in a coffin. Like our shower is the size of this table.
Right. Ours isn't big
it's
either.
It's very small.
Yeah.
What's next?
Next. For which store would you like to win unlimited free shopping? Unlimited free shopping. Would it be Target? Would it be Home Goods?
Those are my top two first thoughts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I also thought about like a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, I can see that. Mainly because it's so expensive.
Yes. And I love to wear workout clothes.
Love it.
As I lounge on the couch. I think that would be... And like the tennis shoes. They have like backpacks
and
tote bags.
I love the way you're thinking.
Thank yes. you.
Because, I mean, Home Goods, it's already discounted.
Right. But, like, imagine, like, Nike.
Nike, Adidas. Ooh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, thank you. All right. We have two left. Should we pop open the our box. Last? The box.
The box.
So, you guys, this box.
Tell him, Kristen.
I'm a boxed wine kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest with you. Specifically, the Boda box. I introduced Crystal to the Boda box, I don't she know, did. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hear that? Uh-huh. Cardboard. Cracking. Hold on, I got it. This is a fresh box, but I love the boxed wine.
So surprisingly, I never had bought boxed wine until you showed me this box.
Yeah.
I just assumed they would be like kind of gross. I don't know.
It has a bad rip.
This one's very smooth. It goes with anything.
This is the Redvolution Boda box, and I just love it. And it lasts
for so long.
You guys hear that? That's the stuff, okay? That's the stuff. I wish I could get you closer to this, and I'm going to try. So you can really appreciate it. Are you ready? I'm trying to do some ASMR. That was good. That was good.
You can't tell me that wasn't good.
Okay. So if you try the Redvolution Boda box, you got to let us know, because this is my personal fave.
Have you not tried any other boxed wines?
Whenever they're out of this one, I'll try. Mm. I've never tried the, what's that one college girls dress up like for Halloween?
Franzia?
Yes. I haven't tried
Franzia
that one.
Franzia is like, that's like a huge box.
But you know, in the summer, I like the
Black box is what you're thinking
yes.
about. Yeah.
And that one's good too. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about that one. But my absolute favorite is the Redvolution Boda.
Boda box.
But Boda box has a rosé that's very good. And I like that in the summertime.
Do you feel like your wine preferences have changed as you've gotten older?
I've always liked red wine. I used to like a Merlot, and now I like just like a lighter wine. But I also love a white wine too. Mm-hmm. I love a Chardonnay, but I drink more white wine when I'm drinking wine. I feel like it's just like a light juice. juice. Like a red is like heavier to me, and I can sip it. If it's white, I'm just like throwing it back like it's an apple juice, you right. know? Has your preference changed?
A lot.
Really?
Yes. But I feel like my preferences and a lot of things change just over time. So for wine, when I originally started drinking it, I was that Moscato girl that was like sweet. It was just like a little treat. It was so good.
Like
you
dessert.
Would just keep drink. But as I've gotten older, I would prefer more of like a simple red wine, not too heavy. I don't like it when it's very dry. I don't like those red wines that are so dry that I feel like I need another drink for it. So cheers.
Cheers to Boda.
To our fave.
Mm.
It's so smooth.
It's great. It's just great.
It doesn't have that acidic bite.
There's
that
no
I felt
like
those
aftertaste.
Had.
This is the wine I have every night. And I feel always bad about myself whenever I go to the doctor and they always give you a questionnaire about how often you drink. And I always put like 3 days a week, but it's literally 7 days a week I have wine. I drink every night.
I'm drinking at least a glass a night.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I love it. No regrets.
No regrets.
Okay. This question is, what was your strangest date ever?
This guy that asked me out in my early 20s, and he was so sweet. He was so, so sweet. He was almost too sweet, like so innocent and just kind. So he picked me up, and we were going to go to one of those pottery painting
cute.
Places. Yeah.
We should do that together.
It's really fun. But when he started driving, he put on those sunglasses that old people wear, where it wraps around your face and goes to the side, like you get at Walgreens. At the time when you're young, little things will be like, that's a deal breaker.
You're just super judgy when you're young.
Yeah. And so I remember turning and looking at him. I was like, what are you wearing? And he was like, well, I just noticed these really keep the sun out of my face. And I was just like, is it that bad?
You're like, okay, grandpa.
Nothing's wrong with nice guys. I'm starting to become a little inebriated right now.
I went on a date with the guy when I was 18 or 19. I didn't know him that well.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a different school when we were in high school, and he was just like a friend of a friend, and he asked me out, and I was like, oh, boys never ask me out. Okay. Fine, let's do it. He asked if I wanted to go ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what a cute thing. Let's totally do it. And I had this vision that we'd be like skating, and he would like, if I stumbled, he would hold me up. And I just
like a rom-com.
This is going to be it. I'm so excited. So and takes me to the local rink. As I'm strapping on my rented skates mm-hmm. that I'm excited about, he pulls out the skates he brought himself.
Oh.
He brought his own skates. He jumps on the ice and just starts whipping around. Like, I think he was trying to impress me.
For sure.
With his skills.
Yeah.
But he's just like racing around the rink by himself. He's like skating backwards.
Oh my
goodness. He's just like, I'm like holding on to the rail. And
he's not
like,
even trying to help
he's
you.
He's like racing past me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so over it. I was so annoyed. I was like, this is not cute. This is not what I...
Stop showboating.
I know. I was like, I wanted us to have a moment here.
Right. You're supposed to catch me.
And he's like, keep up. Come on. I'm like, I didn't love that date.
So I remember I used to go ice skating a lot because there was a period in my junior high school years where I was obsessed with hockey. So
really? Yeah. I cannot see that.
I loved hockey. I would watch it all. I don't know. I just loved it. I would want to go ice skating all the time.
What?
Okay, simmer down. It's not that crazy.
You don't really watch any sports.
I don't.
Huh, carry on.
So we went ice skating and I'm feeling good. Like I'm just really getting in the hang of it, but I couldn't wear figure skates. I always had to wear hockey skates because figure skates, you have to skate going front to back where mm-hmm. you push like this. With hockey skates, you do like rollerblades where you push out. So that was just easier for me, right?
I love that you know this. I'm so into this story.
And so I'm just like zipping through and, you know, thinking I'm a hot shot. Mm-hmm. But I end up like a kid barely nicks me on the corner. And I'm like, whoa. And I just start spinning. And then I fall on the ice and I bust my chin.
No.
But it's so cold, I don't realize that I'm bleeding. And so I just get up and I'm like, whoop. And I just start skating.
Blood's like flying off your face. Psh, psh,
psh. Like blood is just squirting out of my chin. And so my friend was like, Crystal, you're bleeding. I was like, what? You know? And then I'm like, oh no, as I touch my chin. And so I feel like I clearly needed stitches.
Yeah.
But my parents were like, you're good. They just like stuck a Band-Aid on it. And I was like, I think I need stitches. They're like, nah, we're good.
Have you ever broken a bone or had stitches or anything?
No.
Me either.
Yeah. I think that just shows that we're very safe. We don't take a lot of risks.
I'm not jumping off of anything.
Okay, so I will tell you this. My class ring, this is so embarrassing because Matt makes fun of me about it. My high school class ring. Did you get a class ring?
You bet I did.
Well, I didn't.
I still have it downstairs.
I didn't get like the dainty one that I wish I would have gotten.
I got the big boy?
I got, well, the girl version of the big boy.
Oh, okay.
But so like one side I think had a cross, but the other side I had rollerblades. That is how much. That's how much I loved rollerblading when I was
You liked rollerblading recreationally enough to put on your class ring. Oh my God, it's the best thing ever. Those were expensive too.
They were very expensive.
I got the little dainty class ring with my little birthstone.
Yes.
In the middle. I had a diver on the side. I was a diver in high school.
Which is way cooler than rollerblades.
Is it? Jury's still out on that.
That's
one.
That's an Olympic sport. Okay. Rollerblading is not.
I was the it's a small diving club. I'll just say that. The other side probably just said like my graduating year.
Yeah.
This is super embarrassing.
Let's just do it. Let's tell them all our
stuff. Spring for middle school.
I didn't even know they did that.
They came to our school and I was like, ooh,
wow, they're
jewelry.
Just sucking the money out of you guys.
I was like, sold.
Did you get a college one?
No.
I did get a college one.
I got one for middle school. It must have been very cheaply made. This, and I wore it every day because I was super, I don't know, it's my first like jewelry that was like nice that I picked out, middle school class ring, and it gave me a hand rash.
Oh no.
That was like excessive. It was traumatizing.
Do you have any other embarrassing stories we can share?
Probably. I feel like I block out a lot of embarrassing moments. I like pretend like they don't happen. Mm-hmm. I forget about them. I wouldn't consider myself like a cool girl. I'm not, and I've always like wanted people to like me, so I'm sure I would do things that were embarrassing. I was a cheerleader in the 8th grade or 7th grade, and it was the worst sport I've ever done.
Why?
First of all, I can't touch my toes, so
I can, but it's only because my legs are like 3 inches long.
Yeah, that is an unfair advantage. Like these things, like,
yeah, you're like a mile long.
It's so annoying.
It's got to be weird people seeing us like walk around together.
I never think about it. Do you think about it?
I don't think about it like excessively, but sometimes I find it like comical to think of how we must look like together.
So how tall are you?
5'1".
I think I'm like nearly 5'10".
Right. I mean, when you came over that one time, my family was like, she's tall.
So Crystal always comes to my house because I've got nothing going on here. And I picked Crystal up for something.
It was your birthday thing.
That's right. And I had never really met your family.
Nope.
Crystal keeps her family locked up, you guys.
It's not what you think. It's not
it
like that.
It is. I'm like one of your closest friends.
I know. And it's funny because Matt was, he was like, you should mention on the podcast how Ben and I have never met.
Yes, they've never met.
They've never met, yeah.
I've been to your house one time and it was to pick you up to go somewhere else. Like, I was in your house for less than 2 minutes.
I know. And it was funny because afterwards I was like, you know what? I probably should have given her like a tour or just at least like walked her around. But I was like, let's go. And that was just a mom like ready to leave the house.
Yes.
I probably should introduce you to my family.
But your kids were like, whoa, she's tall.
And I was like, yep, she is. Let's go.
One time Matt told you to invite Ben and I over for dinner and you told me that you never did. You told me Matt said I should invite you to dinner and then you just let it go and you never did.
Yeah, I think it was like some sort of podcast milestone. I was like, oh yeah.
And then she wanted us to get together. Did.
I know, but then like all the COVID happened and I was just that, like,
are you kidding me? We started this in COVID.
I know.
What are you making excuses for over there?
You're right.
She keeps her family locked up.
Okay. I mean, it's just one of those things when you have a friend that doesn't have like the chaos of kids and everything. Like, I just feel like it would be a lot for you guys to deal with my family.
You know that he has siblings with young children.
I know. And the funny thing is I think Ben and Matt would get along.
Same.
You know, they're both like really into history.
Ben's great with kids too.
And yeah. Oh my gosh. Gracie would probably just be beside herself.
Yeah.
With him. And Christian would probably think that Ben's so cool because he's so tall.
We're lovely guests.
I don't doubt that at all. Like, I would totally have
We're
you guys
very
over.
Fun.
I just never think about it. Like, you're very much of a hostess, you know? You love to party and host parties and have, like, great dinner parties. Where I'm like, everyone stay away. This is my house.
You also live kind of out there.
Okay.
I'm just going to be
20
honest.
Minutes from you.
Feels like a long 20
minutes.
Time. It's like, why don't you just buy the house across the street? You don't get it.
Just make everything easier for Krista.
Now you get it. Now we're on the same page. I do keep my eyes open for like houses in my neighborhood.
I do like your neighborhood.
It's like a very wholesome.
Mm-hmm. It's quiet. I like quiet.
Except mm-hmm. the Facebook group is like drama, mm-hmm. drama.
Oh, those neighborhood Facebook pages mm-hmm. are crazy.
We had a neighbor last summer. This was a big uproar. They put concrete in their entire front yard, like all of their grass in their front yard.
Uh-huh.
They made it into one giant driveway. Neighbors lost their shit.
Really?
It's crazy.
Wait, do you guys have an HOA?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, they lost their minds. Yeah. I mean, hundreds of comments. They were just like, get the HOA guidelines out. Someone contact the city.
Oh, wow.
Burn this place to the ground. Like, it was crazy. There are some people who like watch stuff like that in the neighborhood. Don't you love that commercial? I forget what company it is, which probably is not what they want for their commercial. But it's HOA who, like, they have new people who have just moved in.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, mailbox is too tall, and just like chops it down. And she's like, can't hang things from the roof. Snip, snip, snip for
oh
all of her like
gosh.
Flower baskets. Oh, I love that commercial. I love
you
a
know
good
what
commercial.
My favorite commercial is right now? Is it the Alexa commercial?
Oh, that's a good
with
one.
With Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, he is
oh,
just
my goodness.
Stunning.
I love that. And how the husband reacts to everything.
Yes.
That's a good commercial.
My favorite commercial right now, this is taking a big detour, is the Grubhub commercial.
Uh-huh.
Where it's little cartoon people dancing. I swear, I get up and dance their dance every
really?
Time it comes on the TV. You know who I love? Shaq.
I like him too.
I love Shaq.
I just think he seems like a huge teddy bear.
I just want like Shaq to give me a hug.
And every time I see him like on those roasts or whatever, like on a Comedy Central, he's always just sitting there laughing.
Like
he's just living his best life.
I love Shaq.
Doing those what insurance commercials? The General.
What does he do in those? I can't remember.
He's just like the spokesperson.
He's great.
He's hanging out with the General, that cartoon guy.
Oh gosh.
I wanted to ask you, have you heard all of that controversy with that Armie Hammer?
Yes.
So I was through like a spiral where I was like, what is going on? Because I just saw like little clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I read like the actual messages.
So I didn't read all of it, but I just heard. Is it juicy?
Well, it's just very, it's creepy. And then like his, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or something, came out saying like he branded her like on her pelvic bone with an A. Like he carved it in and there's a picture of it.
Oh no.
And he wanted her to shop around to get the bottom of her ribs, the last of her ribs to be taken out.
What?
Because he wanted to like barbecue them and to like eat off of
what?
That. Yes. Like he's straight up cannibal.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why I was like, and then I was just like looking for everything because I wanted to see. Oh my gosh,
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I did read?
Ooh, what?
There was a UFO sighting. I love aliens.
I love them.
Ben has a running joke that I am an alien. And so when I told him that there was a UFO sighting, he goes, did they tell you?
Did they call you?
Right. Like,
we're coming back.
Did my alien family give me a heads up they were here?
But come on. I mean, you have to admit, we can't be alone, right?
No, of course not. I thought you meant
you
like...
You were scaring me for a minute.
I didn't realize what you were asking.
Are you punking me right now?
No, I mean...
There's universe is huge. There's no way we're the there. Only ones.
Did you hear the audio from the pilot of that airplane?
No.
Like American Airlines?
I watched
Airlines?
Like a documentary or something, but no.
There was one that happened this week. It's like headlines.
What?
News.
Oh my God.
UFO.
That's what
the
I'm doing
FBI
tonight.
The FBI is investigating. I listened to the audio. It's a pilot of like, I don't know, Delta, American, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're calling whoever they talk to on the ground.
Why did you do this? You were like...
You could just
were
be.
They curvy?
They were talking to whoever they talked to on the ground. They were like, is there something else flying up here? And they were like, nope.
He's they
like,
sound really qualified for their job. Nope.
Nope. And he was like, I don't want to say it, but there was like a cylindrical shaped object flying above us at top speed. UFO.
Oh, for sure. Do you think they're nice or do you think they're like ready to take over our planet?
I think neither. I think they're kind of annoyed.
Annoyed with what? How stupid we are?
Yes. I think they watch us or just like, oh my God.
Oh, we're like a movie to them, like
yes,
a reality show.
That's what I think. They like.
They fly over here and they're like, ooh, you know what? Date night. Let's watch these
drive-in
movies.
I think they look at us, they're just like, you've got to be kidding me.
I think they're probably like, we could definitely take them over.
So I don't think that they would survive on our planet, which is what's holding them back.
I love this conversation.
But I think that they're just like, I can't believe this life form exists.
How are they still alive?
Like, yeah. I cannot believe it. But they can't get off their craft.
It's because they know that we would freak the fuck out.
We would.
Yeah. Like, they're just like, they're not ready for us yet.
I love an alien.
But you don't watch, like, any actual alien shows or anything, right?
No.
You just love, like, the real life drama of it all.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a UFO sighting. And you know what I think about whenever I think about UFO? Is I think about what else is the government hiding from us?
Oh. Well, I think maybe they need to hide it because they know we would go crazy.
After watching now 6 seasons of Criminal Minds, I don't want to know what they're hiding. I don't want to know.
Because you're an expert now.
Correct. But there's got to be so much that they know.
Oh, of
course.
That
we don't. Isn't that interesting?
You know what? I'm okay being in the dark. Like,
same.
You know?
Same.
Maybe I don't need to know. I don't.
I want to know the fun stuff.
Do you remember the crop circles? What do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you not have an opinion on that one? They linked that directly with, like, I thought alien people. And you're like, ooh, touchy subject.
I don't know.
Do you think it was aliens?
Probably. Yeah.
This is so lame. I watched a documentary where they tried to do it as a human.
Yeah.
It took them forever.
Really?
Yeah. Because they show up overnight. They just show up. And they said in order for a human to do that sort of thing, it would take hours and hours and hours.
Aliens. I'm into it. You know what we should do is we should do a poll right now to see if people believe in aliens. I feel like the answer is yes.
What if the answer is no?
I don't think we're alone in this.
I think it's just crazy to think that we would be the only life form in the universe.
I mean, the universe.
Like, how self-involved are we?
To be like, we're it.
It's just us.
I want to find a cute alien background. Well, did you have fun on our wine tasting episode? It was fun. I love wine. So we're going to say probably skip out on our first three, but the Boda, like I knew that it would be.
I mean, it's Old Faithful.
It is.
If you like a red wine, but you want a lot of it for
$17.
I would get the Boda Box Redvolution.
All right. Let us know if we should do a white wine version.
There's been a lot of suggestions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do another version, another wine tasting.
So when I asked, what do people prefer, red or white? 42% said red, 58% white.
I like both equally.
Okay, so far, three people have voted.
In the past 2 minutes.
In the past 2 minutes for aliens are real.
I think so.
I like this background. That's very cute.
Oh, thanks.
I like it.
Make me blush. Okay, but next week, we have a book episode coming out.
Uh-huh,
and it
uh-huh.
is Roommade. I've read it before and I really liked it. So I'm going to read it again for the pod and you'll read it for the first time.
And the author is Soraya Wilson.
Yes, it's a cute book. You'll like it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to our wine tasting episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.